Hi folks, Les Graham here, author of Manners Not Mayhem and Peck and Dog series. And I was asked if I've got splodge moving around behind me. I was asked if I could do a little chat on preparing your dogs for firework night. I did a live video in one of the groups and it went down really well, and I was asked if I could do one just generally. So preparing your dog for fireworks is always a real nightmare, especially at the minute where we're in lockdown. It's just in case you're watching this at a later date, it's Halloween 2020, and I believe England's about to go into full lockdown, and in Scotland we're in partial lockdown at the minute, and so there'll be no firework displays this year. You know, everything will be locked down, but it does mean they're probably going to be really random. There's going to be lots of people doing fireworks in the garden, and I reckon that they'll be going on from now right the way through until the new year, from October right through the new year. And if you've got a dog that's worried about fireworks, it can be really stressful for us as owners. The dogs that I've got at the minute are absolutely fine with fireworks. But I have had a dog, Angus, my golden retriever, he was very nervous around fireworks and thunder, even though he would be happily sit under a gun if we went picking up. And so a lot of the time it's the smells, it's not necessarily the bangs and the booms. A lot of the time it's the smell, you know, the air is quite acrid and full of smoke as well. And so that can be really disconcerting for dogs. So as a behaviourist, I can tell you what I would do and what I recommend. And then it's really working out what works for your family and also for your particular dog and your dog's temperament, because, you know, every dog's an individual, so I have to bear that in mind as well. So the few things that you can do is, before the night, is I would recommend you got something like, you know, an old duvet, or went to the local supermarket and just got a really cheap duvet and a really cheap cover for it, and then put that in your dog's crate. If your dog's still in a crate, which is always a good thing, makes your dog feel safe, pop it in your crate, and then your dog can circle around in it and make a little nest. And what that'll do is that'll give him a bit of comfort, because he'll feel he'll feel the pressure of the quilt against them, and it'll allow them to feel really snug and safe. So that's the first thing I would do, preparing for the fireworks season, if you like. I suppose that's what we need to call it now, isn't it? Fireworks season, not firework night, because it goes on forever. So I would be looking to allow the dog to make a nest in its crate. If your dog hasn't got a crate, put the bed in the corner. So again, it gives it more of a den-like feel for the dog. And then put a quilt down. So that was Danny just banging his head on the desk. Good. And again, so that they can dig and make a bit of a nest, which will help them feel a bit safer. If you have got a crate, then I would be looking to cover it. If you haven't got a cover, crate covers are best, but if you can't get one, then cover it with a blanket. I know that recently on social media there's been comments about dogs pulling blankets through. So if you're concerned about that, put a piece of cardboard on the top of your crate, or put a piece of wood on top of your crate, and then put the blanket over. No, Dante. And then put the blanket over, and that'll help prevent your dog pulling the blanket into the crate with them. And what that will do is, again, it will recreate some sort of den area for your dog, but also it'll deaden the noise. So if your dog sounds sensitive, it'll deaden the noise of any fireworks going off. So that's bedding and the cover for the crate. The other thing I would do, if it was my dog, and I can't recommend it because I'm not a practitioner in it, is I would get some rescue remedy, and I would spray the room. You can get it from Boots or any really good chemist or health shop, and I believe the supermarkets sell it as well. So get the spray if you can, and just spray the room with rescue remedy. It's vibrational medicine, and dogs, all animals, respond really, really well to vibrational medicine. And as a person, I would take it as well, because all that's going to happen is, if you start getting worried, you're a little bit anxious, about your dog reacting to the fireworks, then the dog's going to pick up on your energy. So they're the things I would prepare before the night. On the night, I would assume a really, really calm position myself. So whenever my dogs are nervous, I assume what I call the crash position, which is where if I'm sitting, I'd have my legs out in front of me and crossed like that at the ankle. And that calms my system down. It's a position that will change my physiology and your physiology if you do it. And it will give off calm energy to your dog, and your dog will think, oh, well, you know, she's really relaxed or he's really relaxed. There's nothing to worry about, nothing to say here, just gonna chill. Close all of the curtains. And again, that will help deaden the noise, and it'll keep out the flashes in case your dog's worried about the flashes. But do it beforehand, don't wait until the fireworks start going off to close the curtains, because immediately the dog will pick up that there's something happening. So close the curtains, practice doing it a couple of nights before the planned fireworks, or before the 5th, or if you know of any going off before then, have a little practice so that the dog understands that it's nothing to worry about when you start spraying the room with Rescue Remedy, closing the curtains and covering the crate. What else? On the night, I would also give my dog a little ear massage. So just, you know, taking the ear and just massaging like this on your dog's ear. There's a lot of acupressure points on there. Dogs find it very, very relaxing. And the other thing you can do is just take your hand like a claw and just massage the top of the head like that. So you're just giving them a very, very gentle head massage. Again, that will reduce the stress in your dog. I'm not a tea touch practitioner, but I know that tea touch use a body wrap. So there's other videos on YouTube if you want to look at that. It's like a figure of eight crepe bandage around the body. And that also works on the proprioception system. And it just it allows the dog to feel secure in the same way that allowing the dog to nest will. Crikey, what else? So there's the wrap. Also on the night, it's a really good idea to either play loud music, again, to deaden the noise, or put the telly on loud, or depending on your dog, you might want to play something like white noise or sounds for serenity, something like that, which again, you can find music on YouTube. Play it before the night, see how your dog reacts. If your dog relaxes, then that's great, but white noise will break up other noise going on around it. And as I've already said, a lot of the time there's the smell, you know, the smell of the smoke in the air. And so for me, I would be burning a candle. I'd be burning something that's citrusy, which is very uplifting and relaxing for us, for that we've got a candle going, but it's also uplifting. So that will help us feel a bit better. And if we feel good, then that's going to be good for the dog. And then finally, the other thing I would do is, depending on your dog, is if your dog's into playing or retrieving, then I would lift up all of the toys in the house, apart from your dog's favourite toy. And I wouldn't play with your dog all day. And then as soon as the fireworks start, I would get my favourite toy out. And this is where my dogs are going to jump off the bed, get my favourite toy out. And I go, oh, what's this? And I would really get the dogs housebred. I would get the dogs really, really excited, and then throw the toy. Every time a ban goes off, I would throw a toy for the dog. And so what we're doing is we're moving the dog's mind from panic or fear into excitement, kind of conditioning, if you like, using a toy. A lot of dogs, when they're frightened, aren't interested in treats. And I wouldn't recommend using treats anyway in that situation, because the last thing we want is to reward the fear. We don't want to think that the dog is getting praised in any way for displaying fear or displaying panic. So they are the things that I would be recommending for anybody to do in relation to dogs that are a little bit scared of fireworks or very scared of fireworks. The main thing is stay as calm as you can and put yourself in a really, really calm position. I hope that helps. I hope firework goes okay for you. I forgot to say, and I'm going to put the link in. Batch Flower Remedies, Vibrational Medicine, it's a really good thing for animals. I recommend a lady called Ross Thompson, who I trained as a kinesiologist back in 2002, and she's a Batchflower Remedies practitioner for animals as well as for people. And I'll put a link with this video to Ross's Facebook page and also her website, so you can get in touch with her, and I'm sure she'll be able to help with the remedy for both you and your dog. And she's a qualified Batchflower Remedy practitioner, so she can do that, whereas I can't, other than rescue, which you can get off the shelf. So take care of yourself. I hope it helps, and I hope you have a safe and calm firework night. You take care. Stay safe.